I was at Loose Ends, and I got a fellowship to Italy, actually, to study conducting in Italy. And he heard about it, and he said, why do you want to go to Italy? You know, the orchestras aren't good, the conductors aren't good. Why don't you come to London with me and work with me? I've just been appointed conductor of the London Symphony. And he was 83 at that time. And you know, I'll see that you get some chances. So I got my scholarship changed, and I went to London and worked with him as his pupil and assistant until he died.
What did you learn from him?
Everything. I learned everything, how to rehearse an orchestra, his repertoire, which was huge, all the French music and, you know, classical music as well. But he was just a master. I remember once going to his hotel room in London to discuss Petrushka with him. He had conducted the first performance of the ballet of Stravinsky, Petrushka, and so we went in, we started singing through the score, and I was conducting and singing, and then he came to a place. And he said, I want to show you something. And I thought, wow, what could he show me? So he said, come with me. And he was very old, and he kind of shuffled over to a dresser table and opened a drawer. He said, you see that paper in the drawer? Can you bring it out? I said, oh boy, there must be something really very special. So he came out with the paper. We shuffled back to the desk, and he said, now I want to show you this note here, the bass clarinet. He said, you know, that's not on the bass clarinet. Well, I said, well, now there's a key for that. He said, yes, but in my day, there was no key for that. So you know what you do? You take this paper, roll it up, and you put it in the bell of the bass clarinet, and you get that note. And I'll always remember that as being, you know, I thought, maybe he's going to tell me something, you know, Stravinsky wrote on this paper or something else like that. But it was just very simple, uncomplicated stuff.
A clarinet hack.
Yes, that's right.